In your experience, is it unusual to have a five reference obviousness rejection? Because for claim 42, well, I'd say it's four references plus they cite stuff in the background of the 988 specs, so it's almost like a five reference rejection. When you got to pick elements from five different references and combine them, is that starting to strain the credibility of the obviousness determination?
Your Honor, in my experience, that is quite a few references to have to combine to reach an obviousness determination, and I think that goes directly to why Data Treasury repeatedly argued below that there's no teaching in those references or nothing with all of those references that would cause a person of ordinary skill in the art to decide to pick five separate references, six if you count the statements in the background of the 988 patent, and combine those absent pure hindsight from having read the 988 patent.
Are they all in basically the same field, though, all of these